You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, our friend Bob Hoffman, Public Relations Manager at the Wharton Center. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
Hello, Cheryl. I am doing awesome.
Well,
How are you?
I am well, and you're always doing awesome. I love that about you. Recently, Wharton Center announced the season for 2011-2012. Oh, my gosh. Every year, I think you guys can't beat what you did last time around, and this is a good one. This is a real good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me start out by talking a little bit about the Broadway shows. We have West Side Story coming in November, and hasn't been here since, it was like 1989 through the 90s season.
Were you born?
I love you, Cheryl.
I was.
You're awesome. You know, it really is considered a groundbreaking musical. The interesting thing about this production, it's a new production, and it's bilingual. So it's really offering something for everyone's taste, but I'm warned you need to bring Kleenex when you come see it.
Well, yeah, because I don't think the story has changed that much.
The story is the same between the fight between, you know, the bad boys of New York City's turf, the Sharks, and the Jets, was it? Yeah, the Jets.
Yes, the Jets. Oh, it's going to be a great one. And I love the new angle to it, too, making it bilingual. That'll be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking forward to that. We've got Rock of Ages coming, which is actually a Wharton Center premiere. It's still on Broadway, and it's a rock musical set in Hollywood in the 1980s. And if you're a child of the 80s like I am, you are going to love this show. It has all the rock groups from the 80s like REO Speedwagon, Asia, Twisted Sister, all of those that you probably remember the music from, the songs that all of those bands sang. And it's a love story, basically, about a musician who falls in love with a girl, and so
and it takes off from there with all the songs from the 80s woven through it.
It's a cliche, but it is a good cliche, and I've been hearing that it's awesome. All my people that I work with have seen it, and I have not yet. So,
well, I don't know how they got the tickets and you didn't, but anyway, you must have given one up for them. Go ahead,
Million Dollar Quartet. Now, talking about music, this is a true story about when Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins gathered at Sun Records in Memphis for a jam session, really. And it features the scores from some of the rock hits, Blue Suede Shoes, Fever, Great Balls of Fire, Walk the Line. And the musical really captures a single moment when these four major talents came together to become the rock and roll hits they are today.
Can you imagine the energy in that room?
Well, and I think you're going to see that energy on stage, magnified.
So. Exactly. It'll be transformed. I'm certain of that. Now, the Addams Family, that doesn't seem like a musical to me, but I've been hearing wonderful things about it.
It's been getting a lot of great press on Broadway, where it still is playing, and it's a Wharton Center premiere based on the bizarre and beloved characters created by Charles Addams. And you remember the Addams Family TV show, I'm sure.
Of course. Da-da-da-da.
So this originalist story finds the Addams put to a test when their daughter Wednesday, who is 18, finds herself falling in love and invites her boyfriend and his family over for a dinner with the Addams family. Well, you can imagine when this normal family gets together and acquainted with the Addams, there's some chaos and comedic value involved.
Well, I was going to say, meeting the parents can be interesting at best when you throw the Addams Family in, it takes it up a several notches.
So it should be a lot of fun. I don't know who the stars are yet, but I should be finding them out pretty soon. So.
Oh, very good. Oh, he's going to hide that one from us. We'll have to talk to him again to get those. And there's some specials going on. Oh, my.
Well, we've got Memphis, too, which is part of the Broadway season. And this one, the 2010 Tony Award for the Best Musical. It's still on Broadway. It's a Wharton Center premiere, and it's set in the turbulent South in the 1950s. It's a story of a white radio DJ who falls in love with an African-American chorus girl. And it's supposedly amazing. Again, it won the 2010 Tony Award for Best Musical. And then we've got Les Mis coming back, which is one of my favorite musicals. It was last at Wharton Center during the 2002-2003 season, so it's been a while. This is a new 25th anniversary production. It's a new creative team has taken on the musical with a new physical production, new arrangements and breathtaking scenes. So.
Well, and the music of that, I mean, you could just close your eyes. I mean, the rest is just frosting on the cake. The music is so incredible.
And I can't wait.
And Wicked,
which broke a box office record in 2006-2007. It's back again, still on Broadway. It swept up 35 major awards, including a Grammy and 3 Tony Awards, and it's the untold story of the Wizard of Oz. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen this, but and I think that those who have seen it will agree with me. If you've seen it more than once, you pick up things that you didn't see the first time, and it's one of these shows that you can see over and over, and you still love it as much as the first time, or even more.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times. I can't wait to see it again. I'm thrilled that it's coming back, and that'll be here. It sounds like an extended run.
It is here through
June 27th to July 8th. I've got your back, Bob.
There you go. Thank you. I'm already on to Tony Bennett. I wanted to talk a little bit about him. He's coming back for the third time to Wharton Center.
Well, he must love us as much as we love him.
Well, my gosh, this man is a legend. You know, 100 albums to his credit, including dozens of platinum and gold, 15 Grammy Awards, Kennedy Center honoree. So looking forward to him. Simone, too. I want to talk about her. You remember Nina Simone?
Yes.
Nina Simone. This is Simone. It's her daughter. She's an amazing vocalist. Was in Broadway with Aida and Rent. Let's see. Just there's so much to talk about. I mean, if you really want to see everything, go to the WhartonCenter.com website. Take a look. We just got an incredible season coming up.
Well, and go ahead.
Oh, well, one of the things I really want to get across right now that we're really trying to get the word out is you can get your tickets today by becoming a subscriber. Purchase all 5 selections of the Broadway, and you receive 20% off. Plus, you'll get 20% off Les Miserables, too.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up because that was on my list to check off to talk with you about. And that's easy to do. I mean, you guys make it so easy to make that happen to become a subscriber.
Well, here's what I think is special is that you can pick out 5 of the Broadway selections and really see and purchase them and pay for them. You're going to be paying less than $350 for 5 Broadway selections. Now, you can't see, you know, 2 shows in New York for that price.
That's amazing. And anybody who loves to see these shows, as folks do in this area, they know what an amazing value that is. And the talent that comes to the stages at the Wharton Center are simply astounding. Go ahead.
Well, the performing arts, too. If you purchase at least 4 from the selection, you're going to receive 10% off. At any more shows, you're going to receive 20% off. This is the biggest discount we've ever given in Wharton Center's history this year for subscribers. So if you're a subscriber or if you want to be a subscriber, this is the year to do it.
Is this only for new subscribers, Bob, or everyone?
No, this is for everyone. This is for everyone. Yep, all the subscribers. So, and then single tickets will go on sale later in the fall.
And as you mentioned before, going to the website is the best way to take a look at all the information is up there. It is a great website. Something else fun. You mentioned the musical Memphis. It's going to be shown in theaters here locally, movie theaters for a few days anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is a unique promotion that they're doing. They actually took cameras in to the Broadway show and filmed it. And are showing it at the Lansing Mall, Goodrich Theaters, and in Jackson as well. I believe that the dates are May. Do you have the dates in front of you
from
that release?
I do. Thursday, April 28th, Saturday, April 30th, and Tuesday, May 3rd at 7:30, with a special screening on Sunday, May 1st at 12:30. And again, I assume you can probably get a hold of Goodrich's, the theaters, to get a hold of the information on those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about it because you get to see it, you know, preview it before you see it in real life on the Wharton Center stage. So,
well, and the other things I love about the Wharton Center, and I talk about it often because I'm astounded at what we're able to take advantage of here, the classics. There's orchestra classics that are going to be happening. There's theater, Macbeth, The Importance of Being Earnest. I mean, there's dance. I mean, whoever brings the shows here, I mean, it's literally something for everybody.
You know, that's the great thing about Wharton Center, I believe, is that we're so lucky to live here and to have the amount of theater, not only at Wharton Center, but all the performing arts theaters around here. We're just so incredibly rich with it, and it's amazing the selection that Wharton Center is able to bring as well. Classic, dance, jazz, whatever genre you like, or even if you don't think you like, check it out. And you can do so for really as little as $20, $25.
Well, and families aren't left out either. The Act One Family Series has got all kinds of fun happening, too.
Well, this is really special because you can see an Act One Family Series show for $8. That's the ticket prices for the family shows. And those sell out so quickly. We've got Imagine Ocean coming. We've got Skippy Jones. We've got Are You My Mother? Seussical. Motown in Motion. There's such a good selection starting at $8. So it's a great way to introduce your kids to theater and the performing arts. And once you introduce them, they're going to be hooked. They're going to be subscribers to Wharton Center in 20 years.
I think so, without question. It's kind of like asking you to pick your favorite child, Bob, but what are you looking forward to? Do you have a couple of things you really can't wait for this next season?
Les Mis is my favorite Broadway musical of all time, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a couple of the classics. The Vienna Symphony Orchestra with Iroko Trio. The conductor is Fabio Lucci, and there was actually a New York Times article written about him just this Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that one. Let's see, the Royal Winnipeg Ballet is presenting Moulin Rouge, which is interesting because it's a ballet putting on a show that is, you know, definitely different for a ballet to put on.
Yeah, Moulin Rouge. Yeah, trying to juxtapose those together.
Reach out to a different audience.
Well, it's all brilliant, and I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you taking the time this evening to share with our audience the spectacle coming up for this next season. Absolutely, go to the website whartoncenter.com, take a look at it all, become a subscriber. It's a great way to get an amazing value on some amazing shows. Bob, thank you as always.
Cheryl, I'll see you and everyone else at Wharton Center.
Of course you will. Thank you so much. Bob Hoffman, Public Relations Manager at the Wharton Center. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on WILS after this.